I'd like to welcome you back to All That Staff and Practice series. I think it was about a year and a half ago, in the beginning of last winter, that one Friday night I was interested in having nice hot chant on a cold Friday night, and I thought I fulfilled all the requirements in order to allow me to take chalant and put it back on the fire that night. Originally, I had intent to replace it. It was daito lahachzir. I never really put it down. I kept on holding on to it the entire time. It was odu biyado. It was sufficiently cooked that putting it back wouldn't be a problem of cooking of bishul. It didn't cool down. Everything seemed great. But right before I put it back, I realized that I didn't have a blech. The heating element wasn't covered, the knob wasn't covered, whatever you need in order to create garuf akatum, I didn't have that. And my life passed before my eyes. We were having a lot of guests the next day. We needed that chalant. The truth is that the poskim already addressed this scenario. And they say that this requirement that you have the heating element garuf akatum has to be, let's say, covered, it doesn't have to be like that before you took off the food, but rather in order for you to put it back, it has to be covered. And therefore, as Rav Shlomo Zalman writes in Shmini Shabbos Kol Chaso, and Rav Moshe in a Tshuva, and Rav Chaim Chelek Aleph Siman Tzadik Gimel writes, I could just take a blech now and cover over the fire, and that would allow me to replace the chalant. But interestingly, the Chazon Ish argues. The Chazon Ish is concerned that if you put a metal, either a metal blech, a metal piece of tinfoil that could heat up, there can be a prohibition of putting a blech on a fire on Shabbos. Why is that? It's based on a Rambam. There's a Rambam that writes that if you heat up metal to the point that it glows, you're over on bishul. You're cooking the metal. And therefore, the Chazon Ish argues that even if the metal that you put on the fire won't glow, but it will at least become yatsa ledesbo, that's going to be partial cooking, and that's what we would call chatzi shir, and that's usr as well. And therefore, the Chazon Ish is of the opinion that you're allowed to put on a blech before Shabbos, obviously. But if you're not allowed to put the blech on Shabbos, because that would be cooking, the metal itself would be cooking the blech itself. Now, as I said, Rav Shlomo Zalman, Rav Moshe, and Rav Eliyasha, they all argue on the Chazon Ish. And Rav Shlomo Zalman explains that granted, if the metal would come to glow, you would be over on bishul, you would be cooking the metal. But just because the metal comes to the point of Yad Saleh Dispo, it gets heated up to the point of Yad Saleh Dispo, that's not considered chatzi shir. That's not comparable to eating a small amount of treif. That's certainly usr, even though you're eating less than the shir of a kezayis. But rather, as the Shulman Zalman references, I think the Gemara and Daf Gimel that we learned earlier in Shabbos Daf Gimel, that there's a difference between chatzi shir and chatzi malacha. Heating up the metal to the point that it's Yatsa Ledesbo isn't chatzi shir, isn't halfway of bishul till glowing, but rather it's half of a malacha, it's not even considered a malacha at all. And Rav Shlomo Zalman proves this from a Ma'aseh B'Chayim, a constant scenario in which someone could remove a pot from a fire, again with all the criteria that would allow him to return it, except for the fact that the pot, not the food inside the pot, but some of the pot, the metal of the pot itself, could cool down less to be less than Yad Saleh Dispo. And we never find that anyone said you're not allowed to return the pot to the fire. Why is that? Must be because even though you're heating up the pot itself, the metal of the pot itself, that's not considered Chatzi Shir the way the Chazon Ish suggested, but rather it's Chatzi Malacha that there's no prohibition to do. And therefore, thankfully I remembered this of Shlomo Zalman, and perhaps even more luckily, we had some pre-cut tinfoil that I was able to use to create a blech, return my chalant to the heating element, and enjoy Oneg Shabbos and have Menuchas Shabbos that night.